You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for astrology and psychic readings with Lady D.
Lady D.
Live from LadyDPsychicParties.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Astrology and Psychic Reading
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Astrology and Psychic Readings, Lady D. I'm your host, Lady D. I'm out on location today, and I hope that everyone's doing really well. So this week we have, on the 21st, we've got Venus opposing Saturn. So Venus is in Libra opposing Saturn. This can bring up problems with relationships, also money. I also feel like it's about pushing to set boundaries too. I feel like the energy is going to bring. On the 24th, we have the Sun in Trine to Chiron. That is that, because it's try, it does bring some healing to a wound or situation that's been giving you a bit of grief or a bit of problem that's really affected you, and it is going to create some sort of healing because it's a try aspect. On the 25th, we do have Mercury. It's going to make its way in to Virgo. Mercury in Virgo can be very much OCD, wanting to make things be perfect, wanting to make things right, looking at the detail and overthinking things, overthinking the process. So it can be a little bit manic, but we'll see how it goes. It's going to, in October, we are going into a retrograde of Venus and Mercury retrograde, and that will be in Scorpio. So it's making its way to that sign. On the 26th, we've got Mercury is going to be in Trine to Chiron. So that's going to be good again, a sense of healing. It's going to be around communication, something that you haven't been able to get right, or it's going to be something involving communication that hasn't gone smoothly or has really affected you. It's going to create some sort of healing with that. We're also coming into next Friday. We've got a lunar eclipse in Pisces, and that is going to be a very different energy within Pisces. So it will be about spirituality. It also could be about maybe being impulsive, because we're looking at Pisces that can rule addictions as well, mental health. And we do have aspects squaring Uranus during that time too. So there could be some unexpected emotions or some person you might hear from unexpectedly. It's going to be a full surprise set of clips. It is going to be, I feel like, quite interesting. It won't be smooth sailing. I feel like it could be heightening your intuition on the positive side, giving a lot more empathy. You might feel it emotionally. On the downside, there could be a little bit of triggers that are coming up with that on Friday there. I feel like this week it's going to be, I feel like this week's all about setting intentions, but also more importantly, setting boundaries of people overstepping boundaries. And I feel like this is a week where complications around that are going to begin to unfold, and I feel like you're going to be able to get to a reasoning around it this week. So let's go to the caller. So I got Jennifer, who is in South Dakota in USA. So hi, Jennifer, how are you?
Hi, doing just peachy, thanks. How are you?
I'm good. How can I help you today?
Not sure. Never done this before. Just
okay,
curious as to how it works. If you have any advice and what I look forward to for the nearest future.
Okay, so what area are we looking at? Work, relationships, family?
Financial, work.
Okay, let's see where we go. So it's not really advice, just tell you what I see, what I hear, what I feel. When I'm connecting to your energy in terms of random money, I kind of feel like it's like what I'm seeing is like money gets taken away. So I feel like you've got money around you, like you're holding it in, and then it's like someone is like coming in and it's taking. And I feel like I'm hearing money can be quite scarce, and it could be there's like a worried about a financial situation, because it's like having to sort of keep maybe like paying out, or you're trying to put money away. And I feel like it's just hard, because once you think you've got some that you can put away, something happens and we've got to we've got to keep putting money out. I feel like that, I see you going up and down. I feel like in September, there's like a recovery or a sense of like it's going to be okay. I'll just get through it. I feel like that when it comes to your work, I feel like you're getting by, but I feel like there's someone there who's like, I see someone nagging, and I feel like that they might be looking at a new job I do see an exit sign, so I do feel like a good possibility of getting a new job coming in for you. And I feel like this year I could be like getting resumes ready. What is it that you do for work?
Right now I'm in between. I was injured.
Oh.
So I'm possibly looking for a new job or considering going back to my old one.
Oh, okay. So I can see an exit sign. And is there a male at the old job where you were? Is there a male there that's a bit nagging, like you didn't want to have to hear his words?
Yes.
Okay. It's like he's not letting up. And I also feel like with him, it's like he's not believing you and what you're telling him. I feel like that he gets quite irritated and quite cross, but it's like you can't help it. But I feel like you're coming to the end of that job. I feel like it's time to look for something new, because I kind of see like resume getting ready. I feel like it could be, it's like this year I feel like by November there's a deal being made here. I see a handshake, and I feel like that this man there, I don't feel like he's going to like this outcome, but it's going to be the best one for you, because it's putting you in a different direction. And I feel like that you need everything to run more smoothly now. I feel like everything's been a bit up and down. I see like erratic. Yeah, I was hearing erratic. And I feel like that where we are heading, I feel like it's going to be a lot smoother for you. And I feel like we're doing desk work, because I kind of see you, I see like desk job or desk. Is that what work are you doing or have you been doing?
Foster care.
Foster care?
Lots of running around. Yes. So no desk job.
Oh, okay. Is there back issues too?
What?
Back issues. Your back, like any like lower back issues. I get like lower back with you, around the lower back.
Oh, nope. It was my collarbone and stuff was broken.
Okay. You've been shown lower back, something about lower back, so I don't know if I'm thinking of a future thing or what it is, but I feel like you need to, it's about posture, because I feel like that it needs to just watch the posture. Okay. I feel like where you're going could be desk job, because I keep on being drawn back to a desk job, because I feel like where you're heading, it's going to be a lot smoother. And I feel like it's going to be like the next job you're getting, it's more of a flow there. And I kind of feel like you're more behind the scenes than it's, I don't feel it's going to be as physical, but I see you with a seat. It's like you need like a something on the seat to support you. Like, and I feel like it's about posture or something like that. I'm seeing that. I do feel like your collarbone is going to heal. I'm not a doctor, but I do feel like it does heal quite nicely. But I also feel like you're just not feeling supported.
Okay.
Like family, I want to go, family's great, like home's great, but I feel like this whole like situation to do where you are, it's like I'm not being supported is what I feel.
Okay.
But I feel like once it gets settled and once the outcome is done, which I kind of feel is going to be like November, I keep feeling like November, then I feel like you're going to be in a better position. Because it's like you're turning into a different path that's coming up for you, is what I feel. That's what I see.
Turning a different path. Okay.
Yeah, I just see it's going to be a smoother outcome for you. But the money will work out, I guess, because the situation that you are in, your current situation, I just see the deal being made, so you'll come to a deal. The workplace won't be happy about the solution or what the deal is, but it's the best outcome for you is what I feel. And I feel like it's time to try something new. You're very smart. Okay. You're very articulate. It's like the work was dragging you down as well. And I feel like where you're going, you're going to be more supported is what I kind of feel.
Okay.
Like there's checks being put in place here.
Okay.
The checks have been put in place. Okay.
Yeah, the checks, so, where you're going, they more have policies. Like there's more safety.
Got it. Thank you. So I don't know what questions I can ask. But so financially, there is an account in my name. Can I approve that to be mine? Or do you know?
I don't understand. Well, I mean, is this part of the case you've got? Is this part of the case that you've got going on there?
Yes.
Look, the deal that I'm seeing, I feel you are going to get some kind of compensation, or there's going to be there's some kind of outcome where, as I said, it's the best one for you. I don't feel your boss is liking the outcome. And I feel like the money situation, it is going to get like, this is a helping out, but you're not, I just feel like you're not going to stop working. It's setting you up for a different direction. So the finances, I feel like by the end of the year, you've got a helping hand. But you're not finished working yet. I feel like you've still got more to go in terms of your job.
Absolutely. Yes.
Don't worry. Is your mum worry as well? Your mum's a bit of a worrier as well, quickly?
My mum.
Is your mum a worrier? Does your mum worry a lot? I just heard a quickly, hello, you there? I just heard your mum's not to worry. Like, you're not, don't worry, but your mum's also not to be a worrier as well, your mother.
Okay. My mother has not spoken to me in over 12 years.
Okay, because I couldn't really see bring it. I was going to think of mum anyway, but we have to go now. But thank you for calling in today, and I hope I've helped you.
Hope you do too. Hope you have a great evening. Thank you so much.
You too. It's okay. Bye. Okay, everybody. It's a different show today. So, if you want to contact me, you can. My website is Lady D Psychic Parties. My website is also Lady D Psychic Parties. My Instagram is Lady D Psychic. And my my YouTube is AD Psychic, and my TikTok is AD Psychic as well. And I hope you have a great week. Next week, I'm not too sure if I'm going to make it because I am flying to New Zealand on Friday. And we just have to wait and see if I can make it or not. If I can, I will definitely try. So thank you, and I'll see you, even not next week, week after. So bye for now.